brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
Welcome to your Monday, January 17th. We are the Morning Animals. Nzinga, Spinozzi, Curtis Fitzpatrick, and Kerry Murdoch. Nice day today, 60 for our high and clear. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 64 for the high, and then a cold front moves in, and then Wednesday our high will only be 39. Thursday, 27 for a high, currently 32 at 98.1 FM, WWLS, the Sports Animal. Good morning, Oklahoma City. Good morning, Tulsa. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Kerry Murdoch.
Oh, yeah? What's going to be Friday? What's going to be Saturday? What's going to be Sunday? What's going to be Monday? What's going to be Tuesday?
You're very needy, Kerry.
Mostly clear Friday.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, can you give more weather?
Partly cloudy on Saturday.
Oh, it could change by Thursday. Why do you bother?
Sunday, clear and 50. Currently 32 at 98.1 FM. WWLS, the Sports Animals. We say good morning, Oklahoma City. Good morning, Tulsa. Good
All
morning,
right,
gentlemen.
Stop
good morning, Kerry Murdoch.
My God. I watched the worst Marvel movie ever made last night.
The Eternals?
Yes, it was awful. It was not worth my time.
Turned away from the Kansas City Chiefs game, huh?
Well, that was very...
I figured I wasn't going to miss anything with the Chiefs game, so I might as well watch a movie.
The beginning of it was
I should have watched the Chiefs game.
It was a little messy at first. Kansas City really couldn't get out of their own way, but Pittsburgh gets a scoop and score. They get a touchdown.
Yeah, I saw T.J. Watt had a scoop. I was keeping up on Twitter, and then it let me know it wasn't missing it.
Once you got midway through the second, the Avalanche started, and you thought, okay, yeah, you could do whatever else you need.
That woke the Chiefs up, evidently, because they scored every single time they had the football after that, it seemed.
Yeah, the Steelers shouldn't have been in the playoffs. It's just
after the Cowboys game, I didn't need any more football.
Yeah, it was a tough night. Tough night for Cowboys fans everywhere. Again, our mission this morning is to come after Phil.
I mean, go figure. It's the Cowboys. I mean, you know, it's the Cowboys. That's, you know, the Cowboys. Jerry Jones.
And then your movie sucked. I mean, it's...
I ate a lot of food this weekend, though. That was good.
Hey, it's always comforting, Kerry. On a weekend like that.
Yeah, Thunder blew an 18-point lead. Raiders... came up empty. The Cowboys came up empty. Hey, there was a whole lot of stuff in the world of sports that ticked me off. OU couldn't score in a women's prison with a handful of pardons. I'm telling you, that was one of the worst offensive performances.
Oh, my God.
My God, they're terrible. They're terrible offense.
That should have put me off on sports right there, watching that. That was brutal.
It took me back to Kelvin Sampson, man.
That really was a torture chamber of emotions, watching that OU game.
No, the torture part of it was that we sat through them. I mean, for a close game, listen, I guess if you're going to get a bad brand of basketball, give me a close bad brand of basketball, because at least it keeps you to the end, because that was awful. If you're an OSU fan, finally, I mean, after just getting mud stomped for weeks, and just your mindset is, boy, we really have nothing to play for, and it's getting worse.
Yeah, you went on the road, and you beat the former number one.
Yeah. Taylor, yeah.
And it was historic. No number one team has ever lost at home two times in the same week.
That's crazy.
Isn't that nuts? I mean, yeah, history was made. But no, listen, OU scored 110 points in two games. That includes 8 in overtime.
Yeah, they're
horrible. I mean, it's seriously, it's one of the worst things you can watch that offense. They're terrible.
I'll make a prediction right now. OU will come back. They'll beat Kansas tomorrow, and OSU will lose to TCU at home on Wednesday. That's how weird the Big 12 is, just a minefield everywhere you go.
Yeah, it's, I mean, yeah.
That was a hell of a performance by Oklahoma State, though. Good for you, man. Good for you.
I thought they were going to blow it, too. They had a big lead, a 17-point lead in that game. Wilted down. They hung on, though. Good for Mike Boynton. I saw the celebration in the locker room. That was like their Super Bowl, man. Because they had literally have nothing to play for. So it's just about small victories during the season. Or you know, you get what?
I mean, it just sounded funny. Like, congratulations. It's worthless. The win.
It feels good. It's a lot more fun than losing.
They were happy in the locker room, so I felt good for them, because they don't have the cookie at the end of the race.
And they're currently the same in the Big 12 as Oklahoma is, who has a cookie possibility, but they're both 2-3 in conference.
At the end of a race, I'm knocking it out of your hand and saying, where's my water?
No, beer.
Carrie, you know
I'll take a cookie.
I was going to say, Carrie, you know you wouldn't turn down a cookie, pal. I know Phil wouldn't.
I would take a cookie.
I know.
I would turn down a cookie after a race. I mean,
you need those carbs, man. Got a carbo load. That's what I do after a race.
Sure, he does. Sure.
Yep. Yep.
Zooming across that Aldi parking lot, gets to the car, needs a cookie.
I do three burpees and a cookie.
Hey, Carrie, I saw OU. Listen, good news. OU got a defensive back from Wyoming. It took me 2 hours to find a good play through various resources last night. I found one. It was great. I was able to run it last night. He had a pick six against Boise State in the snow last year.
Very nice.
So I felt good about my TV activity last night. I found, CJ, what's his name?
CJ, what's his name is what we're going to go with.
Is it Coldren?
I don't know. Call me when the transfer portal is over.
It's not, Carrie. Sorry, we're never calling you because that stupid transfer portal never ends.
Well, Mario Williams finally made his decision.
Yeah, Caleb Williams, just go ahead and tell it. You know, we know where you're going. Just get off the pot. Okay?
At least there were some really positive, kind of fun things for an OU fan over the weekend, Carrie, but on Twitter, and I know you saw all of it too. Just watching all Brent Venables and his entire coaching staff carrying things in for football players.
Toilet
basically,
paper.
Basically, they were the valets. They were the moving company as all the young guys showed up to move into the sports dorms. That was really kind of fun to watch. And everybody was in such a great mood, and now they can get to work. That's kind of cool stuff. I'm ready for it. With all this portal bullet. I almost said something.
It is.
I said portal bull. There was something that was coming.
I can hear it.
He edited himself.
Portal bull bit.
Yeah, because in general, it is a whole bunch of portal bull. You know, I mean, you can just say it very, very casually because as a fan, that's what it is.
CJ called Colden. I mean, I am terrible at his name. It shouldn't be that hard. C-O-L-D-O-N.
Looking forward to seeing him in a spring game.
How can you pronounce Hawaiian names with such poise, and then this is just garbage.
So I think Scissorhands must have been part of the move-in process, too, because I saw a photograph with him with everybody. He's one with him with the new quarterback. He's with Jeff Lebby. He must have been hanging out down there. And Scissorhands is a pretty tall guy, so Dylan Gabriel is at least as tall as him, so I know that much. That's how I can I can judge his height.
Because
he's
like
as tall as Scissorhands.
Yeah, he does look like a Smurf.
Dylan Gabriel put out photos of him in his uniform yesterday, and
he's a pretty solid.
Jeff Lebby is towering over him.
Yeah, but he's a very solidly built young man.
he's
thick with three K's.
two C's.
Two C's.
I put three K's in there.
We don't put three K's in front of behind anything.
You don't ever put three K's.
Yeah, three K's in a row is never good.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that organization over there. Yes. Okay. All right. Okay.
See, you don't see things. You don't see color.
I do not. No, I don't.
And he doesn't spell a lot. So we are the morning animals.
I let my device spell for me.
This is
two C's. I'm going to change that.
Thick with two C's or three C's. You could even do 10 C's.
If your device spells it with three K's, it's like,
yeah, throw your device away.
Your device is racist. So let's
right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.